On this week's AP Religion Roundup, Muslim Americans are skeptical about President Biden's fight against Islamophobia as the United States supports Israel's war in Gaza. Muslim Americans protest at the Minneapolis-St. Paul Airport just before the arrival of President Joe Biden this week. The Biden administration is developing a national strategy to combat Islamophobia in the United States. But the president faces skepticism from many Muslim Americans for his staunch support of Israel's military assault on Hamas in Gaza.
Ceasefire now! Ceasefire now!
Jailani Hussein is a Muslim community leader in Minneapolis.
Today we make it very clear for President Biden. We stand for life. You stand for war. And because of that, we have abandoned you in your war, and we stand for the children of Gaza. Abandon Biden.
Many Muslim Americans take issue with Biden's stance on Gaza casualties.
What they say to me is I have no notion that the Palestinians are telling the truth about how many people are killed.
Biden has expressed his own skepticism about casualty numbers reported by the Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry.
I'm sure innocents have been killed, and it's the price of waging a war. I think we should be incredibly careful.
His people said that, not 500 people were killed, maybe 100 to 300. So they're lowering it.
Shafi Khalid says Biden's rhetoric on Gaza is not helping his relationship with Muslim Americans.
So he's always giving cover. How can you give cover at the same time you are saying that I am being sensitive to Islamophobia issues? He's not. He is a man of complete political identity, and that's what he's playing.
AP White House correspondent Zeke Miller says the backdrop for the administration's initiative is the upcoming presidential election year.
There are some growing concerns within the Democratic Party, not necessarily that they're going to turn around and vote for Republicans, but that Muslim Americans could stay home or throw their weight behind a protest vote. That could drain some support from President Biden as he seeks to win re-election. And in races where that are decided by tens of thousands of votes, something like this could potentially make a difference.
I'm Walter Ratliff.